Clarence, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Good, man. Good. Just giving you a call like I said I would. Let's see if we can kind of set something up during the week or, you know, if you decided on what you wanted to do.
What day?
What day works best for you? And, I mean, have you thought about what you wanted to do?
As far as the insurance?
As far as going, you know, if you're going to sell it.
Oh, you're talking about the house?
Yeah.
I can do it any day next week except for Monday. I have court Monday. I'm off Tuesday. I can get off Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday or Friday.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't want to waste your time or anything. I mean, have you thought about, you know, what we talked about yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you come to any conclusion?
Yeah, 190.
190. Okay. So you do want to sell it then? You don't want to, or you know, you don't want to fight them?
No, I want to grab my money and leave. I don't want to have
right.
nothing else to do with it. I'm running out of time with my health. So I don't want to leave any business unfinished, and I don't have to want to be responsible to be any particular place at any particular time, but where I need to be according to my health. My health is not, it's getting worse. I can tell it. My breathing is not as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
And like I said, I didn't do drugs or smoke or anything like that. It's just that, on the men's side of my family, we have obviously our cardiac problems. And
mm-hmm.
even though I did play a lot of sports and everything, I thought I was eating the right foods and I thought I could get by it. But the last stent that they put in, I'm only dealing with 20% oxygen. So I'm tired all the time and I'm sleepy all the time. Now I know why bears hibernate. When the oxygen content and their bodies go down, it makes them sleep because you can't move.
Yep, that's right. So, well, I'm glad that you did decide on, you know, what you wanted to do. I think it's wise of you to not fight this, you know, really endless fight, you know, with the bank and so forth. But, you know, just being really upfront, you know, like I've told you, and you know, before, you know, I got houses around that area, you know, off Bethany Ridge Road and, you know,
yeah,
Courthouse Road. And look, I want to get you the most for the property, but you know, I'm not, you know, if I'm being completely honest with you, you know, 190 is it doesn't make sense for me at 190. And you know, that's all right. It's, you know, it's just business
it's okay.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. I've been offered more than 190. The only reason why I haven't already sold it is because the kids are in it.
Yeah. And that's
otherwise,
the thing, too, is I would be interested in renting it to the current people living there.
Oh, they're good tenants, man. They're hardworking. And
yeah.
Everything has fallen on the husband. But he's working in the daytime and going to school, getting his CDL. And he already has a job available once he gets it. So he'll be
yeah.
able to make money, make some real good money and,
yeah.
And everything. But
yeah.
No, I'm not offended by anything that you've offered. You've offered what maybe 80% of the people who call me offered.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some other companies that want to give me a little bit more. So,
yeah. I'll be honest, you know, any investor that you speak with, you know, I'm, you know, we're real estate agents and we're investors, you know, so
yeah,
I know how the investor game works. You know, they'll say
yeah.
one thing and then they'll try to lock you in and then give you the runaround. They tell you what you want to hear, but they don't. They're not being, you know, completely factual, or, you know, that, and they also don't have a fiduciary duty to be honest with you. You know, if you got an offer for, you know, 190, I would advise you to definitely take it. But
yeah, I've had the 190 several times. It's the lowest of the three that have been offered, and I decided to go with it. That I would go ahead and get rid of it, based on how I feel today. I really feel like a piece of you know what today, and I'm here at work. I just got here, and I've been sitting out in the car for like the last half hour.
Yeah.
So I know that things are getting worse. And my doctor ain't worth a damn. He's out playing golf. Doctors don't give a damn about people, and I know that. So it's no big deal. It's no big deal at all.
They got a job, you know.
Well, yeah, they're going to get paid regardless, because what they do is they overcharge you. The last appointment I had was in Suffolk, Virginia. After I got to where I went, they told me, no, you're in the wrong place. You're supposed to have gone to Suffolk. And I said, no, I live in Hampton. Why in the hell am I going to see a heart specialist in Suffolk? So I couldn't find the place. So they wasted my day. And then they tried to bill me, and I told them, no, I'm going to bill you. You wasted my day. I lost money on this appointment, and you told me it was going to be at a certain place, and now it's somewhere else. So if you don't want any money, I won't charge you any money. But if you're going to charge me money, you're going to pay me for it. Hey, man, that's how I roll. And they can't say that it's not fair, because it is fair.
Yeah. Well,
so I believe in doing what's fair, you know, like even with the banks. They're going to have to show me that I owe them $70,000. I don't owe them $70,000. And I'm not going to let them get away with it. They're going to pay me my money, or either I'm going to get a high-powered lawyer from another state that practices in the state of Virginia, and I'm going to take them to task. And then I'm going to put them on the news. Why? Because I know everybody at WTVR and WWBT in Richmond, and everybody down here, because I used to work at those places.
Yeah.
So when you work in the media, all you got to do is expose them, and they don't want that exposure.
Well,
and now they're saying,
if you're going to be exposed to them, feel free to let them know we buy houses.
Well, you know what? I've been telling people a long time, the place to go to make the money that you want faster, you ought to go to WCVE. That's the public radio station, public media. And the reason why you join that is because people who have money, I'm talking about old money, that has grown at least 50 times. They own property, they own the buildings, they own the land. That's where the people are. I mean, I make $45 an hour sitting here doing a blues show. That's why I come in here every day. Once I'm in here, I'm okay. I give me some coffee, I'm all right. But there's nowhere else I would work at all, period, for any amount.
Sure.
If I wasn't here. And the people here are really nice to me, and I make money for them. This time slot, 3 to 7 o'clock, has gone up 30% in our last fundraiser. And it was my show. It wasn't the other guy's shows. It's me doing the blues and me teaching the blues. Not only do I play the music, I tell them about the artists, where they're from, what happened to them. I tell them the whole story. I'm the fly on the wall.
Well,
not in the bathroom. Huh?
You got my vote.
Well, that's what I do. And that's what people want to hear. And I don't get political or do anything. I give them a place to come relax and get away from everything that's sucking up everybody's air.
And that's kind of what, you know, I'm hoping to be to you is because, you know, I know you've, you know, you said you've had some offers, you know, for 190 or whatnot, but, you know, they'll promise
that's
you.
That's what I need for it to make sense.
Well,
that's what I need.
The moon, and
yeah.
If you're lucky, you'll get a star. You might even if you're lucky. But, you know.
Or I can keep it.
People don't do what they say they're going to do. And,
no,
you know,
I know.
Offer, I would say you should probably take it and run. But do you have that in writing anywhere?
Do I have what?
Do you have that in writing anywhere?
I got a telephone call this morning. The guy wanted to buy it. He was supposed to hit me up, but I went back to bed, man. I was tired.
Yeah.
I sleep a lot. I'm going to be honest with you. See, I'm not in a situation where I'm between a rock and a hard place. The kids who are living there, they're giving me enough money to take care of everything that I need. And they're taking care of the house. I just want to do what's right by them because they have done right by me.
Yeah.
And by the mere fact that it's my daughter's cousin, and she has MS, I've been knowing her since she was a baby. So her mom and her dad endorses me. He builds cabinetry for just about everybody out there in Powhatan. Taylor is his last name. And he's making big money. They can afford to buy it. Mom and Dad need to pitch in and do something. Look, can you call me back? My sidekick is calling me. I guess she wants me to come and let her in the door. I got to run right now.
We'll give you a call, and like we said, you know.
Yeah, well, let me know what day you want to meet. Monday, I got to go to court. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm free.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.